Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Sweet pookas, man.
All your fantasy sports updates. Now, the host from the East Coast, here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
You know it. NFL Fantasy Football Week 13 coming up, a pivotal week, taking you right into the playoffs coming up in 2 weeks from now. You're listening to the Wagner Wire on 104.9 The Horn, AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com. I'm your host, Adam Wagner. And tonight on the show, we're going to get Chris Sweet. As usual, he joins us every Tuesday night. He's going to give us that 6 to 9 things to know from the WagnerWire.com. And then in segment two, around 8:45, we're going to talk a little bit about an end of an era for New York Giants football. Yes, Eli Manning, it has been rumored and speculated that, and reported, rather, that he is going to be benched for his successor, which appears to be Geno Smith, the West Virginia quarterback from not too long ago. Anyways, man, this is just, I will get into it a little bit later on. With me as usual, Andrew Baker behind the glass. Thank you very much. You can follow him on Twitter at Andrew the Texan. Andrew, I mean, as a Cowboy fan, I know you don't have much skin in the game, but I mean, you've watched the Giants pretty much your whole career. Eli obviously isn't the greatest quarterback in the world, but my God, can McAdoo sabotage this franchise any further?
Well, you got to admit, man, he's a little handicapped with injuries this year. Like, they were devastated. And as a Cowboy fan, I was fearing the Giants' passing attack this year.
Right, you think you could do something with it. And then,
but, dude,
like
I
you
mean,
mentioned,
you're
hobbled
losing.
With injury, plagued
I mean,
with injury.
Devastated. But yeah, man, I think I'm going to miss Eli, or as I like to think of him, the Forrest Gump of the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Who ran his way, you know, borderline, what would you call him, Asperger's-like to Super Bowls?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't even. I don't even know how I would classify it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
maybe
like,
little downs.
I mean,
I'm
like
not sure.
Like Forrest Gump thought he was just running away from the Vietnamese when he got the Medal of Honor, and Eli did the same thing against the Patriots 2 years in a row.
Well, not in a row.
Two years.
But
I mean, yeah.
in a stretch of 5 to 7 years. Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, yeah, we'll get into that. We'll delve into that at 8:45, and then give you your key ads, and then sit them, start them questions around. 10 of around, you know, 8:50, whenever we get a chance to. All right, so before we get into it, we always like to bring you the lowdown, the down and dirty around the NFL for the injury updates. Andrew, let's get him into that real quick. All right, let's take you around the league, catch you up from NFL Week 12, let you know what you need to, the crucial parts for Week 13, the injuries going into the pivotal week of the NFL fantasy football playoffs coming up in week 14. All right, we all know Michael Crabtree, not an injury, but a suspension. Getting into it with Aqib Talib in their past divisional rivalry showdown this past week in NFL week 12. He will no longer be, he won't be a go down, a no go. Handed 2-game suspension. They will appeal for that. He will go for the 1-game appeal, and we'll see if that follows through. We'll have more updates for that, and this is coming up Sunday on the Wagner Wire. And then Juju Schuster still reported, you know, he's definitely a chance to play on Sunday, but we'll see. Right now, status is questionable. You know how hamstring injuries go, man. It sounds like he just doesn't want to practice. That's like, what it sounds like to me.
They're like high ankle sprains, dude. You just never know.
You never know
they
the high ankle sprain. All right, Jordan Reed, shocker, did not participate in Tuesday's practice. He's a gamer, is what we like to say. And even if Jordan Reed gets on the field, he hasn't really been that effective and that efficient for you. So just keep a note, keep an eye out. Yeah, Jordan Reed, questionable. He'll obviously probably be a go and a game time decision for Sunday. Josh Gordon, no injuries listed here. However, head coach Hugh Jackson did say that he will play as soon as that his suspension is lifted. So look for Josh Gordon to be implemented into that Cleveland Brown offense. It is a stretch if you want to go out there and pick him up off of waivers. Probably someone's already done so. But if you can get him, go ahead and take it. If your season is a debacle, why not go ahead and try to add to it. Get something for nothing. All right, Rishad Matthews, he's still considered day-to-day, coming off that hamstring injury. Devin Funches, acknowledged that he had a minor injury, appeared to be a broken toe, barring all the way back from college. So just seems to be a nagging injury, appeared to slow him up. All right, and Mari Cooper, although he did sprain his ankle, we also know that he's under the concussion protocol after suffering that massive blow from the I can't remember who the defensive back was, but that happened in week 12 of the Sun of Denver versus Oakland. And then we have Kelvin Benjamin still considered with the knee, a torn meniscus, saying that he misunderstood the question from the media when he was asked that. So I guess I don't know what's going on up in Buffalo, but it appears that McDermott has no idea what's going on with his roster. So get it together there, Buffalo. Get it together. All right, and that is going to do it for the NFL injury updates for Week 12. All right, and joining us now in the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, it is Chris Sweet. He brings us the 69 things to know every week on thewagnerwire.com. Chris, how you doing this week, man?
Hey, Adam, I'm doing good, man. It's Week 13. We got 1 week to get ready to get into those playoffs there.
How was your Thanksgiving? I mean, being that you're a Chargers fan, don't rub it in too much, right?
Pretty good, yeah. I can't complain too much. I mean, anytime you got Phillip Rivers just being able to do whatever he wants all day, it's usually a fun watch for a Chargers fan.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Did you have some good turkey?
Yeah, good turkey, good mashed potatoes, stuffing, all that stuff, sauerkraut. Do you guys do sauerkraut at... I never did that on the West Coast. We moved back east. Seems like everyone in Maryland's got sauerkraut.
I would say people got sauerkraut down here. Andrew, you a big sauerkraut guy?
I love sauerkraut. In fact, here in Central Texas, there is a massive German population.
Oh, yeah.
We have Pflugerville, Fredericksburg, New Braunfels, huge German settlements here. But, yeah.
Yeah, Chris, so I would say sauerkraut's big here.
Not so much
That'll
for Thanksgiving,
it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
More of a daily meal instead of
beer brats,
stuff like that. All right, Chris, you bring it to us every week. What's good this week in your 6 to 9 things to know?
All right, we got 6 to 9 things. I'm going to go for a 6 this week here. I'm going to start it off. You kind of touched on it there. It's finally here if you have him stashed. It is Josh Gordon week, everybody. We've only waited about 3 or 4 years for him to get back on the NFL football field, and we're going to see that against my Chargers this Sunday, it looks like. So then number 2 there, after a very shaky start to the season, it's finally safe to start Ben Roethlisberger every week. Pretty sure we talked about him last week, but he is really getting things fired up. You know, Smith-Schuster's out. He's not really throwing to Bryant that much. He did get a touchdown. But when you got AB out there, just one of the best of all time, I mean, Ben's going to be a good option every week.
Now, hold on. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, though, and Ben Roethlisberger, obviously, because he's the catalyst of the offense, they are struggling with teams that they should beat handily. Do you agree with this or what, man? I mean, they should be putting these teams away. And so yet you think that you're still confident that Ben Roethlisberger can still go out there and put up like the 30 roster spot that he just dropped, or the 30 point fantasy football contest that he just dropped.
It's almost better for him if they're struggling with these teams because they're not just handing it off to Le'Veon Bell all game, you know. So he's having to throw the ball. He's having to keep Antonio Brown out there working all game. So, you know, they're playing a team like they should have just blown past the Packers, you would think. But, you know, Brett Hundley made some plays we didn't think he could make, hung in there, and then you got Ben thrown for all 4 quarters. So, they've definitely struggled. They lost to the Bears. They lost to the Jaguars. They barely beat the Packers. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be good for Ben as a fantasy quarterback at least.
All right. I'm a little reluctant because, I do have Ben Roethlisberger in pretty much 85% of my leagues. So to sit here and put all my faith into Ben Roethlisberger, I kind of want to put a shoe in my mouth because, hey, man, it's bit me in the past couple of weeks here. It's got me sitting, you know, right on the bubble looking in as opposed to being a dominant and in control of my own destiny here going into the playoffs. So you think in these next couple of matchups, Ben Roethlisberger has arrived. Is that right, Chris?
I would say so, although, you know, it is Cincinnati this week.
It is. Exactly. Great point. That's exactly what I was trying to hit there. He's got history. All right, Chris, what else is up?
Number 3, hey, what do you know? That Julio Jones guy is pretty good when you throw him the ball. You know, It took Matt Ryan and Steve Sarkisian a while to figure that out. It didn't take Mohamed Sanu too long to figure out, you know what, I'm going to throw the ball down to Julio Jones towards the end zone. How'd that work out?
Yeah, he just let it rip. And by the way, Mohamed Sanu's career stats for a quarterback, I think he's 6-for-6. He's 100%, I know that, with 3 touchdowns. I don't know how many yards he's occurred, but it's impressive. I mean, and he's not taking these little dainty 10-yard drops. He's chucking it down there like the one you just saw with Julio Jones.
Yeah, just dropping a dime to Julio Jones in the end zone. Yeah, I think he's got over 100 for sure on 6 attempts. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Number 4 here. You know, it's a weekly thing, but how can you not talk about this guy right now? It's hard to wrap your head around what Alvin Kamara is doing on a weekly basis. So we're looking at over 8 yards per touch on 123 touches. No running back in the past 25 years has done that on over 100 touches.
Where, and just, I don't know if you have this stat off the top of your head, where did Kamara go in most drafts this year? I got him around the 5th and 6th round, and then in one draft, he even went undrafted.
I'm pretty sure I picked him up off waivers in our 2QB league, IDP league. If I didn't, I took him at the very end of that draft. I don't think he was going to 5th and 6th, and I mean, maybe in our keeper leagues he might have.
That's where I saw him go in our keeper leagues.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like I got him a lot later than that in the one league, but there are definitely some leagues he did go undrafted.
Well, that is fantasy gold, that's for sure. But go ahead and give us.
Yeah, in my dynasty league, I got him with the 10th pick of the first round, so that's just rookies. So I mean,
yeah,
that's still pretty good.
And we know, you know, through league per league, it's all subjective. So, yeah, I just wanted to get a little bit of a baseline on where that he was actually going.
But just think about it. 8 yards per touch for a running back. I mean, that's crazy. You know, I was trying to think who I could compare him to, and I think the closest for me is the Longhorn Jamal Charles, although I think he's doing it a little better than Jamal Charles even did.
Nobody did it better than Jamal Charles. That's sacrilegious talk right there. Don't say that stuff.
I mean, I love Jamal Charles. We talked about him on the podcast before. He's definitely one of my favorite fantasy guys of all time.
Absolutely. All right, Chris, and what's your last
number
one?
Number 5, Alex Smith has gone from MVP frontrunner to, well, he's Alex Smith, folks.
Be fair, man. Be fair.
It's not all his fault. We know. I have a question for you, Wags. Do you think there's any chance that Andy Reid could get fired if they don't make the playoffs?
No. Well, maybe so, because we've seen this with Andy Reid a lot, all right? He starts out hot, he starts out smoking, and is obviously we know his MO is the wins off of a bye, and he lost that. He lost that to the Giants this year. You know what I mean? So, come on. I mean, I think his tenure there at Kansas City does have to be in consideration, of course. But for what it's worth to me, man, he's still – who's going to get it done better than Andy Reid? I mean, the guy still adjusts. He just needs to make adjustments down the season in latter parts of the year. Yes, you can come out with a game plan in the beginning of the season, but you have to adapt. You have to adjust accordingly. And he's just not been able to do that.
Yeah, I'd agree with all that. All right, number 6, last on the list. Carlos Hyde had 13 targets on Sunday, and he actually leads the 49ers with 73 targets. That's kind of crazy to think about because, you know, you don't really think of Carlos Hyde as a pass-catching running back.
No, he's a ground and pounder.
But, yeah, apparently not this year. Not when Shanahan comes to town. He's an RB1 that's getting 48 catches right now. That's some good value there.
All right, there it is. There's his 6 to 9 things to know for the Wagner Wire. Hey, when we come back, Chris Sweet's still going to stay on the line with us. We're going to get into this Eli Manning debacle and the fallout here in New York. So he'll stay on the line for that. We'll talk about some key ads, and we'll open up the phone lines and take your calls. Remember, the phone line is 512-447-3776 or text us at 512-337-3776 on that Specs text line. You're listening to the Wagner Wire on 104.9 The Horn. Stream it live at hornfm.com. I am crying. I'm crying with Eli. I don't know if you guys have seen the interview. They were asking him how he felt about being benched and hearing the news, and he was definitely crying. That is Andrew Baker behind the glass bringing us this. Who is this?
This is the great Roy Orbison, man.
Roy Orbison?
Yeah,
crying? The great Roy Orbison? Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9 AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. And yes, I am crying. The end of an era. Chris Sweet is joined with us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. And it is the end of an era. 210 consecutive starts as quarterback. And you can say what you want, all you want about Eli. He's endured.
Well, let me say this. If it wasn't bad enough that he got benched, it was for Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
That's Smith, the guy who couldn't start for the Jets.
Exactly. That's why I was looking at you. I thought you were coming to his rescue, to Geno Smith's rescue. And I was just going to say, dude, it's Geno.
It's Geno Smith.
All right. Yeah. And this is what I want to get onto here about McAdoo. All right. Not only have you sabotaged basically an awesome, what Giants fans thought was going to be an NFC East championship division title and a good run into the playoffs. Not only did you sabotage that, but you are taking any type of hope and joy that we have with anything. It's not even about the draft picks anymore, because we've already seen that you're trying to win, beating Kansas City coming out of a bye, which is supposed to, it has to be an anomaly because Andy Reid just doesn't lose coming out of a bye. But now you want to take what the only thing we essentially as Giants fans have, and that's the streak. Eli Manning's streak of 210 consecutive games will come to an end, not because of an injury, but because of Geno Smith.
Well, to be fair, I did read one thing that they gave, some beat reporters reported that they gave him the option, McAdoo gave him the option to start the game and basically have him sit for the second half. And he said, you know what, go ahead and start him. If I'm going to be benched, go ahead and start Geno.
Right. That's almost a backhanded slap or, you know, a backhanded compliment.
Well,
it's still an insult regardless. Sure, but I mean, it's neither here or there, because you just took your franchise quarterback, the only thing you really have left, who you haven't put and built anything around to give him any type of help. You hit once, Jerry Reese, one time on Odell Beckham Jr. You hit one time on your draft.
You can't deny that they've tried to. I mean, how many first rounders are on that offensive line,
dude,
that haven't panned out?
Okay.
Eric Flowers.
No, Flowers. That's
Pugh.
It. Pugh. That's it. All right, hold on.
Let me
tell you something. All right. They took Pugh over Travis Frederick. They took Justin Pugh over Travis Frederick.
Well, Travis Frederick wasn't a highly, touted recruit coming. I mean, like he ran like a 5.4 in the
Pugh
40.
Pugh played for Syracuse.
I mean, Travis Frederick like benched less than half the linebackers. I'm just saying, Travis Frederick was not an all-world center coming out of the draft.
2016, you drafted Eli Apple over Laramie Tunsil.
Well, I mean, who blames him for that? Laramie Tunsil was, you know, wearing a gas mask, smoking pot, and Eli Apple's a top cornerback, and he's panned out for him.
He's panned out okay, but most people know that you don't take a defensive back out of the Big Ten because they can't run. They're just not that
he's
fast.
He's been good, dude.
He's been okay, but you passed on Hargraves. They took Apple over Hargraves. Yeah, but I'm just, these are some of the things they've missed on. And then, yeah, Eric Flowers, you missed. You made up with it in the second round that year in 2015 with Landon Collins. You got lucky there.
I mean, yeah.
All right, and obviously, I know Jerry Reese is no Ernie Accorsi. I know that, but just I'm just venting here as a Giants fan. I mean,
you can't deny that they've tried to put stuff around him. I mean, look at the receivers they put around him.
They haven't tried hard enough, I would say. I would venture to say that they have not tried hard enough. Chris Sweet, you got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm going to get a quick word in here, and it's going to kind of go to the point that Andrew made earlier here. So they're playing the Oakland Raiders this weekend, correct?
Correct.
How good were both of their receiving corps at the beginning of the year? How good were those pass offenses going to be? This is who we're going to see in this game this weekend.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Cordarrelle Patterson, Seth Roberts, Johnny Holton, Roger Lewis, Tavares King, and Travis Rudolph. That is your skill position wide receivers in that game.
They were all on my fantasy roster. Let me just, Jesus. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is where we're at now, week 13 going into the playoffs, and we got to deal with this type of roster?
Wags, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
Why wouldn't you start the rookie instead of Geno Smith if you're really trying to see what you got and you're fed up with Eli,
right?
And
why not?
You don't want to win any games. Like, don't get me wrong, playing Geno Smith's a good way to not win games, but wouldn't you want to see what the rookie has?
Right. If you're invested in Davis Webb, you got to see what he's got. If you're going to make this move, do it for Webb, not for Smith. Great point,
why
Chris.
Why is McAdoo doing this? Does he can't think he's going to have a job after this year.
I don't know. All right, here's McAdoo's right. 1 year as a quarterback coach in Green Bay. I mean, now he was a tight end coach. He was with McCarthy. He's been around the league. Yes, tight end and offensive line coach. I get that. But 1 year as a quarterback coach with Green Bay, 2 years as an offensive coordinator in 2014 through 16, riding off the coattails of Tom Coughlin. And guess what? You didn't have that high of a high powered offense. You just had an amazing talent of Odell Beckham Jr. And, you add a little bit of Victor Cruz around there. Well, Victor Cruz went out a little bit, but you still had some type of offensive talent around. Actually, most of it just came from Odell Beckham Jr., and you got a few lucky catches with Reuben Randall. I mean, I can't get over this. He is sabotaging this franchise. And you know what, the Mar family? I can't believe you're allowing this to happen. I've lost complete respect for you guys. And I would think, Chris, you and I have known each other for a long time, and I have been waiting for the reason to come back to root for Baltimore football, because it maybe the time is now. But you know me, my character flaw. I'm loyal to a team, man. I will go down with the sinking ship.
So. Maybe now's not the time to root for Baltimore.
My team.
I'm just lost all over.
My team moved to Los Angeles. I've stuck with them. I think you got to stick with them, man.
Yeah, man. Loyal to a fault. That's what Wagner's known for. All right, Chris, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it, man. Every Tuesday, unless we have UT basketball, you hear Chris Sweet joining us on the Wagner Wire. Thanks a lot, man.
He's gone.
All right, there he goes. All right, Chris Sweet joined us. Big special thanks to Andrew Baker behind the glass. Hey, man, thanks for riding this downwave vent with me, man. I really appreciate it.
I've had to watch the Dallas Cowboys score less than 10 points, 3 straight games, get their ass kicked by
the good
Chargers.
Bad memories of me because I'm not a Cowboy fan, but I remember the Cowboys owning the 90s. So.
So do I. I mean, but this is ridiculous.
All right. Well, that's going to do it all for us tonight on a Fantasy Football Tuesday. Thank you for listening. You've listened to the Wagner Wire on 104.9 The Horn and 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com. We're out.